Dear friends, the story of the Passion that we have just heard on this solemn day is somber and indeed tragic. Jesus seemed to be all alone. The crowds that cheered him one day turned against him the next. Likewise, the disciples who pledged unreserved loyalty to him one day and deserted him the next. His enemies succeeded in their conspiracy against him. The cry of Jesus on the cross says it all. My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? And thus the crucifixion seems for all intents and purposes a spectacular failure. For God, for Jesus, the Messiah, and for us. With the eye of faith, however, we can recognize the true meaning of Good Friday, for this was the hour of glory that he had spoken about throughout his life. This was the climax to a life of a humble Messiah who came to serve and to give his life for others. The prophet who resisted all forms of evil and the suffering servant who was totally faithful to God's plan for the salvation of the world. So the good news is that in spite of all evidence to the contrary, it was not evil that ultimately prevailed on Calvary. On Good Friday and on the cross, it was God's love in Jesus that truly prevailed. Even though the Passion story ends with tragedy, Jesus shows us that suffering and death, born for the sake of others, have transformative power. And indeed, they can lead to new levels of being and living and relating. They enable us to enter into communion with the God of love and expand the boundaries of life, even in the here and now. This is the great paradox that Jesus taught and lived. Life is lived fully, not by surrendering it to self-survival instincts or the dominating powers of this world. Life is fully lived when it can make a difference to others, when it can transform society, when it can make it into the mirror of God's kingdom. Friends, as we gather on this somber day, we are reminded that the drama of the Passion did not begin and end with Jesus 2,000 years ago, because he continues to suffer, he continues to die, particularly in those whom he is closely identified. As Christians, we are called to recognize his face, especially in the list of his brothers and sisters. Good Friday, therefore, gives us a glimpse of the triumph of love over hatred, life over death. Again, it was not evil that had the upper hand. Rather, it was God's unflinching fidelity, unconditional love in Jesus that brought about this triumph. We stand united with one another and with the men and women of goodwill in this world. We stand united with Pope Francis, who has given us a strong and courageous leadership on the care of the poor, the vulnerable, the marginalized, the persecuted. They are the asylum seekers and refugees abroad, or the homeless and marginalized at home, the persecuted Christians in the Middle East, and the displaced in war-torn Syria, etc. Pope Francis's words and gestures inspire us to speak and to act in their favor, in the favor of these brothers and sisters of Christ, because at the end of the day, we will be judged by how we love and care for them. Brothers and sisters, Good Friday shows us that God loves us till the end. Or as St. Paul says, there's nothing that separates us from the love of Christ. So the triumph of God's love spurs us on. It spurs us on to work for the coming or even the full realization of God's kingdom on earth. May we endeavor to replace a culture of fear, indifference, with that of encounter and love. And may that culture of life and love in communion with God be brought to fruition in accordance with His vision for the fullness of life for all humanity.